Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the big show today, Ed Septic plus Chuck Norris jokes and a dachshund parade. It's all on the way in just a minute.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Magician's on stage and invites this guy from the audience to give him a sledgehammer. The magician says, I want you to hit me in the temple as hard as you can with a sledgehammer. The guy goes, all right. So the magician lays his head down on this block of wood and this guy hauls back. Bam! Pops this guy in the temple. 10 years later, the magician wakes up out of a coma in the hospital and goes, ta-da!
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, look.
Stupid world.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting something in my headphones. Apparently, there's something coming in on the satellite. Can you look at the big screen?
Hey, my God.
It's Ed Septic.
That's right. Ed Septic here, a.k.a. your wife's favorite plumber, a.k.a. Coach Tony Plungy, a.k.a. Captain Plungapoo.
Captain Plungapoo.
I'm back from vacation and at your service. I was down in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's rough. I'd never been to a third world country before. First thing, there's signs everywhere. Don't flush your used toilet paper.
Yeah.
Though I found out if you give it a good 8 or 9 flushes, it'll go down. Oh, yeah, I got tired of folding it up and putting it in my back pocket. And taking it with Man, that place was a real crap hole. At least in Jamaica, they let you smoke weed. They have the decency to get you high enough that you don't notice all the poverty on your ride to and from the resort.
No, that's good.
Yeah, that can be tricky.
Man, the roads in the Dominican are crazy. The food's just not good. The only good thing about the Dominican are all the big booty babes on the beach.
Oh, yeah, man,
they got a shelf that can hold 3 to 4 elf.
Yeah!
Really, they got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string in their hand? A glass of Riesling.
Tell me all about it.
Good Lord, they got so much junk, they got 2 trunks.
Wow.
That's right, they got junks in both they trunks.
Both they trunks.
Big ass.
Oh, man. Hey, Bob and Tom, I got to run. That's Yolanda, my new Dominican girlfriend, beeping in, so I'm going to head out.
But, nice.
Don't forget, the whole month for St. Patrick's Day special. Mm-hmm. $92.99, I'll come out and clean your drains.
Oh, wow.
For $192.99, I'll do your wife while you watch.
All right. That's a deal.
Boy, that's quite a sale.
Ed Septic, he must have gotten really high in the Dominican. Well, speaking of St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it's coming up.
We haven't heard a song from Patty G. Do you have a St. Patrick's Day tribute?
I think I might have a St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you, who are you?
I am
You might know that Pat's Irish. Have you ever heard anything about that?
Yeah.
Pat's your furniture.
Oh, that's all I could think of.
Yeah. Is that
I
not?
Only play outdoors.
St. Patrick's. I'm trying to start here, Chick McGee.
Aren't you Patty Cash?
Patty Cash, that's right. I'm
yes.
Patty Cash.
Yes, yes.
Like it's much better. You cut me off guard there, Tommy. St. Patrick's Day is for amateurs. Supposes market calendars. Oh, you're not even Irish. And you don't know how to drink. I am a damn professional when it comes to drinking alcohol. I take St. Paddy's Day off. Cause for me, the whole day stinks. You're wearing a stupid t-shirt that says, kiss me, I'm Irish. but your name is Vicky Plashinsky, and your beer is a stupid green. St. Patrick's Day is for amateurs, so back off Jack and Kramit, sir. I like to pace myself. No one here knows how to drink. I party hard all year, and I only drink brown beer. And I take St. Patty's Days off because I'm in rehab or the clink.
Thank you very much. Patty Cash.
Patty Cash works.
Very good. Nice to see you. Now, I believe we were in the middle of something resembling a sportscast, but we have our...
world record.
I've asked for Chuck Norris jokes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
We can just all walk out, right?
Yeah, we could.
Okay, this is a quick one.
All right.
Dear Bob and Tom, first of all, I'm sorry, writes Corey, knowing that no one will like this joke but me. Chuck Norris once visited the Virgin Islands. Now they're simply known as the Islands.
There you go. Yeah, how about that?
An eighth grader told me that at the lunch table.
Yes.
We all heard I'm not. That. I'm not. That's real. I'm not trying to be mean. I remember the day when I learned that joke.
If only you'd done that before you read it.
All of them.
And we're also not besmirching Corey.
No, I appreciate you writing in.
Yeah, Corey's simply doing what Tom asked.
Here's the world record.
Thank you.
Hundreds of wiener dogs.
Aw.
Yeah.
I am scared of wiener dogs.
What?
They wig me out.
Really?
I'd rather cigarettes and wiener dogs.
But you're okay with corgis.
I think that's a Jim Jarmusch
movie.
I'm okay with corgis.
I'm pretty much okay with every other dog that's walking around.
Do you like the miniature dachshunds?
No. I don't like the long head dachshunds.
The real long? Oh, no?
I don't like any of them.
The cocktail dachshunds?
Oh, wait a minute. How about the ones that they dress up in the little hot dog suits you can get for them?
That'd probably be the closest.
That's very funny.
Abide by. I can see their pointy snouts, I think.
Oh, they're so sweet.
It reminds me of my first wife. Pointy snout.
Yikes. Hatchet face.
Yeah. 897 dachshunds, or do you say dachshunds? Okay. They took part in the...
That's a valid question.
Successful record attempt in the town dedicated to the breed. The medieval town and UNESCO World Heritage Site is home to the Dackel Museum. Dackel meaning dachshund.
Hmm. Oh.
The biggest sausage celebrity in attendance at this event was a gigantic parade float in the shape of a black dachshund wearing lederhosen. When asked why they started the parade, it was his husband, Oliver Storrs, said he wanted to try and bring some joy to people in trying times. So they celebrate the dachshund.
All right. Nice.
The world's largest dachshund walk.
You call a group of dachshunds?
What do you call them?
A schnitzel of dachshunds.
I did not know that.
A schnitzel of wiener dachshunds.
Only that word. What is schnitzel? Isn't it like a veal?
It's a
pound of veal.
Very good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yep. Yeah, nice little fried.
But doesn't schnitzel sound like a pastry?
Yeah, it does.
Like a cream-filled schnitzel?
That's strudel.
Absolutely.
Strudel.
Strudel?
Strudel's the pastry. Schnitzel is the delicious pounded meat.
And spetzel is the doughy kind of... Yeah. That's good. Noodle-y.
And medium-rare pasta.
Right.
Now, what's a Bismarck?
A Bismarck...
the bee boxer?
Is
a
donut? Is a Long John, isn't it?
Is it a Long John
I just got lost.
Yeah.
What about Bismarcky?
Bee boxer.
I love Bismarcky.
I do, too.
You got what I need!
He did.
I'm completely lost.
Did he die?
I believe Bismarck did.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a gun.
Now, there were 800 and so-and-so dachshunds.
Almost 900.
Yes, but there were 1,000 buns. Isn't that always the way?
Now, there's some quality.
Always the way.
Is somebody going to fix this?
Bringing up a hack concept like that and making it funnier.
Did you see this?
Congratulations.
Did you read this?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. 900 wiener dogs, but 1,000 buns.
I had the largest dachshund walk. Did you see this? You ever tried to eat a schnitzel? Huh?
Wow. They're sweet-looking little doggies.
Sure.
And they're hounds of the devil.
I like the long-haired ones.
Wow, there's some... complicated names in this story.
Uh-oh. It's German.
Seppi Kubleck.
Weird name for a dog.
Yo, Seppi!
Yeah, it is a weird name for a dog. I agree.
Seppi, did you leave the stove on?
And his husband, Oliver Storrs, with a Z.
Well, if you say the words with this type of accent.
They're German. You talk like this.
There are two dachshunds.
Wait a minute.
German, Italian. Swedish?
Two dachshunds in my family. My brother Jeff and his family have... two dachshunds, and they're kind of furry.
Named?
They're long-haired ones.
Mocha and Spookums.
Anyone? You know something? It's break time.
All right, Jeff. So,
hell yeah. Those are their names.
Uh-huh. One of them is white and one is black.
No.
Way to go, lunatic. Way to go, Josh.
Not my... They're very cute.
They better be.
We'll be back with more from the Bob and Tom Show as we're experiencing technical difficulties. We'll be right back.
They better be.
Hey, guys. Love listening to you as I drive into work every morning.
Thank you.
This must be some sort of military situation. I thought you'd get a kick out of knowing that when you started playing Word Up by Cameo earlier, I was driving through the security guards on my base. She started dancing and said it was a great way to start her morning.
Yeah.
In other words, instead of listening to this show, she should go listen to Word Up. Is that what you're saying?
Well, don't encourage people not to listen.
We were...
The guard. Yeah.
The guard heard it. Mm-hmm. On our show, and that's right. What she said.
I like to imagine that guard going, "Hey, what are you listening to?" And then he goes, "Oh, the Bob and Tom Show." And she's expecting more of Word Up. And
yes,
tunes in to whatever we have going on.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a letter from Brian in Dayton. Bob and Tom Show. Hi, Christy. Well, hi, Brian. When I got married, my wife surprised me when she put peanut butter on a hot dog.
Oh.
I thought she was nuts till I tried it. I eat hot dogs like this quite often. She said it was called a Wisconsin hot dog.
Huh.
I've never heard of such a thing, but thank you, Brian.
Was she blindfolded?
Why do you ask that?
Because maybe the peanut butter was on.
Well, Pat's doing his own show. No, seriously. Now, what is that in English? How does that joke work in English?
I don't know. I bombed.
No. You put peanut butter on a part of your body. Yeah.
Lonnie says he eats grilled cheese sandwiches with sweet midget pickles in the side of them, and it's the greatest thing ever. The little
I've heard of that.
Ones,
yeah,
pickle dwarfs, please.
And we had. I told you, my dad did peanut butter and bacon, and our first letter writer did peanut butter and bologna. Which right. Bologna is pretty bologna close to a hot dog.
Yeah, true.
It's a hot dog pancake. Did you know that?
I'm thinking. Oh, you mean, bologna is a hot, right. Bologna is a hot dog never, pancake. Yeah. Thank you.
I've never heard the Wisconsin angle for it.
I haven't
nor
either.
Have I.
And I've spent a lot of time in Wisconsin. Never heard that. I heard a Minnesota hot dish. That's like a protein in any.
You ever have a Cleveland steamer?
Oh, Tom.
Yes.
Yes, right. I have. Right to poop.
I certainly have.
I certainly
wouldn't need
one.
You
wouldn't need one of those, would you?
You ever give somebody a peanut butter hot dog in a blindfold? You ever do that?
Peanut butter show.
Nice callback.
You ever do that?
You ever wonder what a hot brown is?
Those are good.
Yeah.
Isn't it open face sandwich with gravy
and a ton of cheese and stuff? And
Jockey hot brown. That was a minute at the Brown Hotel, right? That's the lore behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying at the Brown Hotel for a wedding next weekend.
Oh.
I think I'm going to eat one day of the wedding
to
just see what
hotel.
Happens.
Yes. It's impossible to eat just one.
Get sweaty on the dance floor.
Diarrhea on the dance floor.
Yes. Ask them if they serve Blumpkins, too. Ask them.
Yeah, they may.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blumpkins are in season.
I see. By the way, earlier this morning we played a special tribute.
Yes.
Did anyone notice that Mary said the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah, I did.
God, that made me laugh. Made me smile. It's so sweet. Now, Pat, you've got your guitar out. I assume you have a song for us.
We were talking about hot browns. I was trying to think if I remember the chord changes.
To what?
Hot he has brown. A song. He has a tribute.
Hot brown.
Okay. Well, so the question becomes...
To Killing Me Softly. What do you want?
Do you remember the chord changes?
I could give it a shot. I may screw it up. You guys will all heckle me. Well, okay.
I'll heckle you for saying hecka.
I'm going to heckle you and hecka you.
Do you need a nap?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Do it again.
3, 2, 1.
Hot brown supper in the city. Turkey, bacon, ham, but don't look pretty. Lots of gravy, not a little bit. It's a favorite of the Louisville city. Gravy all around, slices of bread. Large piece of turkey, bigger than your head. But at night, your tummy aches. Lay down that hot brown bakes. Come on, go all night. Squeeze those cheeks real tight. It's a bummer. It ain't pretty. After supper in the city, I just wasted your time.
No, we love that.
That's great.
I thought I'd give it a shot. Just pick up the guitar.
Yeah,
do a song.
That sounded nice there in the beginning. Let's move on. What's happening?
Well, we've been talking about food. Let's stay with that topic. Researchers say shoppers can be made to feel sorry for single bananas. And tend to buy them.
Oh, not, no way. What?
A banana all alone?
Yep.
Now listen to this. This is a scientific experiment. This is fascinating.
They placed a sign in front of a banana bearing a frown and the message, quote, We are sad singles and want to be bought as well.
This doesn't count at all.
They also tested a non-empathetic sign that simply labeled the fruit as singles wanting to be bought. Shoppers appeared to be moved by the emotional signage, with sales in single bananas increasing nearly 60% compared to the neutral sign.
This is like a rigged study.
Yeah, this is dumb.
The study titled Anthropomorphic Sad Expressions Reduce Waste of Single Imperfect Food, and it was published in the journal Psychology and Marketing.
I mean, you don't think that's fascinating?
No, because most grocery stores don't do this.
Yeah.
No. They don't display that way.
Also, if this is an issue, just take the single bananas and then put them at the coffee shop in the grocery store. Like, they're going to be fine.
No, but the point is, they're anthropomorphizing it. In other words, it's like a little smiley face.
Right.
Now, I'm going to put this in terms you'd understand.
Please.
Oh, boy.
You're walking in the grocery
Prepare
store.
Prepare to be insulted.
Yeah. A frozen pizza with a frowny face.
And there is a...
And you're there.
No.
You're eating a jar of chocolate.
No, there's a single slice of pizza with a smiley face saying, I need a home.
Yeah, there's no way I would just... Oh, look, a slice of pizza. Let me get that.
Yeah.
Home sweet stomach. No, I mean, I think this is really interesting. It's a controlled experiment. They did the same thing with just a sign saying single bananas.
Right.
Same price. But when the single banana has a little frown on it...
Yeah, they're tugging at your heartstrings.
They sell 60% more. There are bananas, for God's sake.
I think they're manipulating the scenario too much.
Mm-hmm.
With the signage and the
story. That's the whole point.
Well, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't think
what's wrong with buying a single banana?
I thought it was a great story, and for you guys, apparently it lacks appeal.
We got some effort out of it. I mean, he put pen to paper there.
Greg Hahn to drum is what he did.
Maybe they should try this on the dating apps.
Yeah?
What? A sad, lonely person?
A person with a frowny face going, I'm sad and single?
You kind of do the opposite. You kind of make them
angry. Yeah, I don't want people to do that.
A lot of hubris. Yes.
You don't put something of... I don't get a little action, it's over.
No. A lot of lying.
Yeah.
Guy's sitting there next to the 9mm on the table.
Jeez, Tom.
Look, if you say no, this is it for me, okay?
You understand that, right, ladies?
You put that in your bio.
Right.
Which way is, sweeping right or left?
Not sweeping. It's so sweeping. Funny. Watching, we've been talking about Tinder since 2011.
Swiping. Oh, sorry.
Atta, baby.
You swipe right.
Okay, there you go.
What, you want janitor's meat?
My name is Tony.
I work at a grade school. I've been looking for a little love.
Should we
charge 100 keys?
I got in trouble with
them. Has anybody started a fake dating site with like something like that?
Probably.
Where janitors meet and just see what would happen. Well, it'd be sweet. So sorry. I thought the banana thing was fascinating.
Yeah. You often think.
This isn't a new thing. Yeah.
No, but I mean, you're manipulated at the grocery store. They have all kinds of tricks.
But what we're arguing is you're not often manipulated in this way at all.
Mm-hmm.
Most grocery stores don't
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be if it was a little bit more sinister. It's what I was expecting.
So let's say they had
this
one of those.
This is too overt for me.
Let's say they have one of those samples things where you're walking down the hall, down the aisle, and there's some super hot woman. Would you like a sample of, new diarrhea juice? And look at her.
You got to think for a second.
Well, no, he
example.
Is. His point
so
is
distract.
His point is that the product is so bad.
You know, I understand that. But I think you just go for like a brand.
But
thing.
I don't think that has anything to do with the product. It's a hot woman,
right? That's what. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if an ugly woman is selling the best grape juice you've ever had,
yes.
And a hot woman selling diarrhea juice,
yes,
right. Diarrhea juice will sell more.
It's still just
I'm going grape juice.
Right.
I'm drinking the grape juice, and I'm looking at the diarrhea woman going, you're hot. And then I beat the system.
And then Pat goes, how come there's no booze in this?
And then Pat goes, how come there's no booze in this?
You are in rare air today. You're being mean to everyone.
And somehow he's missed me. I don't know what.
What if Tom is next?
Chick's my new cigarette buddy.
I like to think
we're smoking together out back.
On his way in this morning, went, hell with it. I'm burning every bridge.
These guys have been on my ass all week.
You know what? I take it more than I do.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why?
because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes
and a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.